My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. You know, we've talked about this week so far about being a new creature in Christ, and we went to Romans 6:6 and talking about we were crucified on the cross with Jesus in the New King James Version. In the Amplified Bible, Romans 6:6 says, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. You'll never understand it with the human mind. You only can understand that with the mind of Christ. You can only understand with a revelation from God. All the commentaries and all the dictionaries are just going to be from dead men who are not filled with the Spirit. Are just going to be a warden to you and going to tell you that this is what you have to do and you're not doing it and you need to do it better, and that's all wrong. Jesus already did all this on the cross of Calvary. This is completed. Absolutely done once and for all. Some say, well, it's sanctification is instant and is also progressive. Sanctification is the walking out of the soul realm, not the spirit man. The spirit man, once you're regenerated, your spirit man is perfect. There's nothing more that you can do to make your spirit man any more perfect. And when you look at this here, the old nature has been nailed to the cross. It's done. It's completed. We really can't do any more than what Jesus did on that cross. What we have to do is have coaches, ministers, priests who will help us understand not the old man, not beating us up what the old man used to do, not beating us up for a few mistakes that we're making now that we are born again and on the way to heaven. And that people say, well, you can't be born again. You're still committing that sin. If you read that real closely, you're going to have a revelation about it, that the born again man can't really sin. And that's really deep, and you'll need a revelation from God on that. Let's go a little further. I don't want to get stuck there because man has written books around those doctrines. But you take that a little bit farther. What we need is ministers who will not be talking about the dead man, but they'll be talking about the new man, that they would be teaching us how to walk in the new man, what God has completed on the cross, has been fulfilled on the cross, that now that we have been regenerated, that we need discipling. We need people not to walk with us from always looking at the negative side. They need to flip that to the positive side. Instead of looking at people and saying to them, well, look at these five or six sins you were in this week, and oh, congregation, look at you're not living up to my expectations. We need to look at the righteousness that we're walking in. We need to look at the holiness we're walking in. I wish preachers would grow up and realize that audience in front of you has come to your church voluntarily. Nobody has forced them there. They're coming there to learn the deeper things of God, to have an experience with God. Some are there for failing, some are there for knowledge. So why do you give them cold food, uncooked food? Why don't you give them hot food? Why don't you give them something right off the stove, fresh revelation? Why don't you all spend some time in the anointing, in a prayer closet, getting a revelation, instead of buying some book on how to teach a sermon, or some book that's telling you, this is the sermon to preach this Sunday. When I hear preachers are buying sermon books, it makes me sick to my stomach, because they don't have a calling. That is nothing but a hireling. That's exactly what that is. I love for ministers to get revelations from what I'm saying, and they run with their revelations. A lot of people are running with stuff, dead meat, feeding it to eagles that has no nutrients and no protein. And so you need to feed them something that's going to build them up. By pointing to the dead man, you're tearing them down. That's what Satan does, the accuser of the brothers. That's who that is. Why don't you start giving them some fresh meat that propels them to walk in and live in the new righteousness and holiness that God has given them? God bless. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net.